You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Now celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew, Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine-in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Rogersville, Alabama, as we talk about a very special fundraising effort to help young people have bicycles. This is the third annual event in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr., known as June, and I have his mom with me right now, Tiffany Ingram. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Tiffany.
Good morning, Mark. How are you? Thanks for having me. I am doing great,
and I'm so glad that we can be together to share the third annual. This is continuing to go in honor of June, and I know it means a lot to your family.
It does. It's hard to believe this is the third annual, but we're so excited to be able to get things on the way and to be able to have a good outreach source, you know, to work through grief and to put blessings out there and smiles on little kids' faces.
Let's talk about how it helps grief, because there are a lot of people out there who've lost loved ones. It's difficult for them to come out of the pain and suffering that they're going through, to think about how they can take that person's legacy and honor them in a way that you have done for June.
Right. Just a few months, actually, after June passed away, my brother just had this great idea. And it's really befitting, because when June would always have a sad day or felt sad, his way to work through it was to just do something nice for other people. And there you go with the bike drive. We just decided if you give, it makes you feel better. It's a good way to work through grief. A lot of people just feel better about things when they're able to give.
Great ideas come from great people. And you talk about your brother, Quentin.
Yes.
And Quentin and I played football together at Lauderdale County High School. Great guy. He works in the butcher shop there in Elgin Foodland. And tell us about that first year when the decision was made that we're going to have this bicycle giveaway. How did that come about to get Elgin Foodland involved?
Well, June at some point worked in Elgin Foodland. And of course, like you said, my brother is the meat manager there. And And Roger was the store manager at the time, and we just decided, you know, it would just be a good place to do it. And everybody knew June there and was just on board with it. You know, it was just a good place to have it. And we know a lot of people come through there, so we could be able to get the word out and just kind of go from there. It just kind of had an idea of its own and took off from there.
How did we do our first year?
The first year was good. It was better than what we expected. We really didn't know what to expect, but the outreach from the community and reaching families, you know, that were just so grateful, you know, to be able to participate and win something from that. The smiles on the kids' faces was everything. It was everything. It brought a lot of joy to us to be able to give like that.
So it was definitely filling a need.
Absolutely.
That someone could say, I need a bicycle. Absolutely. My child can't afford to have a bicycle and we need help.
Right. I mean, it not only filled the need in the community, but with us as a family just grieving it. So it was great.
And then the second year, how did it go?
The second year was good as well. The second year, we kind of knew what to expect. And each year, we try to up the ante, if you will, a little bit. Like this year, we're having a grand prize. This is our first year doing that. And the grand prizes would be bigger and a little greater than our normal just regular bicycle giveaway. So we're very excited about that.
And for listeners who are familiar with the effort being in Elgin at the Foodland location there, it's now coming to the east, to Rogersville, to the Foodland.
Right. This year we decided to have it a little closer to home. It's a little bit more for me to manage and just hoping to still serve, you know, the community, you know, a little closer. So I'm very excited about that. Will, the manager up here at Foodland, has just been absolutely amazing hosting the bike drive this year, and it's just been great. He's really going all out to help us out, and we're actually this year will be displaying some of the prizes in the store. So
very good.
Yeah, Will's idea, so that was very exciting.
By the third year, do you set a goal for amount of bicycles that you hope you would receive?
Sometimes I do set a goal and sometimes I really don't, because, you know, I'm so excited. If I could just give away one, I mean, if you could see the smiles on these kids' faces when they come in on the day to get their bikes, it's amazing. If I could just do that one time for one child, it would be great. But this year we're actually, I think last year we had maybe 75 bikes, and I don't think that counted the scooters and the skateboards and all that stuff.
Right.
But, this year we're going for 100.
Great.
Yes.
Pam was excited.
Yes.
Your sister, I know she shared the flyer and she tagged a lot of people. And that's important, that when people see the effort, that they will go ahead and take the next step to tag people, to share it with people, to let them know what's happening. Because there are a lot of people out there who want to make a difference. They don't necessarily know how to do it until someone presents an effort like this.
Right. I got married this year in September, so my husband and I decided that in lieu of gifts and things like that, you know, whatever money we received from the wedding, we would use toward the bike drive. And that's been a huge help. So that was really good, you know, to be able to do that.
What do you think June would think about this?
I think June would love this. I think he would be extremely humbled to know that in his honor, there are kids out there who will receive something in honor of him that maybe they wouldn't otherwise get. And that's our whole purpose, to be able to reach these kids who otherwise may not have an opportunity to wake up on Christmas morning to something. You know, so I know he would be grateful for that. That would put that beautiful, huge smile on his face. I know it would.
That's great to think about when you think about the fact that he can't be here with us right now, but to honor him in this way, that other young people, other children are benefiting, and it can make a difference in their life. You think about a child that doesn't feel like people care about them. They don't get a bicycle, or they see someone else and they feel like that person's cared about, but I'm not.
Absolutely.
And then to show a community that's coming together and that child can look over and say, well, those people care about me.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, we just want to give and just have that opportunity, you know, for these kids and families who are struggling right now. Everything is so hard right now. You know, if we can just reach those people and be able to just help them out a little bit, you know, it makes a huge difference.
And the support that you've had from family, as we've mentioned Pam, we've mentioned Quentin, and those who have come into the fold to say, we want to be a part of this, good, strong family effort to come together for June?
Absolutely. Just an outpour, just not from, you know, family, but from friends, from church family. My pastor, Courtney Wesley here in Artesville at Lausanne Missionary Baptist Church, goes all out every year, you know, to spread the word and gets involved. And, you know, he gives bikes and gifts. So it's, you know, amazing, absolutely amazing, you know, the outpour. I mean, just from people, you know, who make the flyers, you know, to help us do that, you know, the businesses to make the bows. Allie's in Killen. I think it's maybe Killen or Elgin. She makes the bows every year for us for the boxes for the giveaway and, you know, the banners and stuff. It's just amazing.
It's a great message, Tiffany, of people finding a part they can play.
Absolutely.
From what we might consider a simple thing to do, all the way to whatever the biggest job is.
Absolutely.
It takes every single person to make this vehicle run.
Yes.
And move forward.
Yes, it does. Because you don't think about it being a lot until you get started. And, you know, I've been actually, as you can look around and see, my house right now is full of boxes, you know, from bikes and everything. But it's just, everybody plays their part, you know, and it is so helpful. And I'm just so grateful for that.
It's a team effort, for sure.
It is, absolutely.
I like that. Right now, we're coming to you from Rogersville, Alabama, and we're doing this in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr., known as June to his friends and family. He worked at Elgin Foodland, and we have a bike giveaway that happens annually now. This is the third annual bike giveaway, and we're glad to be here in Rogersville with Tiffany Ingram to talk to her about this bike giveaway and how you can be part of this effort. That's the deal here, folks. If you hear of something where you can make a difference and you can find a part that you can play, I want you to do that. That's why I travel the way that I do to bring the shows that I do, is for you to know the people that are out there working to make a difference, and then you can be part of those efforts. Maybe this is something that you want to be a part of. Maybe it's something that you can contribute. You have a bike that you want to donate. There's something that you can do in this, and I hope that you'll stick with us as Tiffany and I continue this conversation on the other side, and we talk about this third annual giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com.
Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
And we're back. We're coming to you from Rogersville, Alabama, as we talk about Antonio Dion Clark Jr. and this bike giveaway, the third annual that is now going to take place in Rogersville at the Foodland, thanks to our buddy Will Wallace and his interest in being a part of this effort. Welcome back to the show, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Yes, sir.
This is honoring your son. This is about your son and his legacy, and what a legacy that's been left because of some good ideas that came about after his passing to say, let's do this in honor of June.
Yes. Everybody who knows Antonio knows that he is or was a huge, amazing, spiritual person. He just had a good spirit about him. Everything about June was amazing. And we just want to be able to share that with everyone else, especially kids. June always had a way with kids. So we just want to be able to continue that in his honor and just to do the things that we feel like he didn't have the opportunity to get to do as much.
How old was June when he passed away?
He was 20 years old.
Early. And you can think about, if you're listening right now, about someone that you've lost maybe at a young age and their life is snuffed out early. But, and yet there are things that we can do to honor these individuals. And as Tiffany has mentioned, the impact that June had on so many with the life that he lived. And now here's the third annual bike giveaway, and it's doing very well. And a lot of children, young people are benefiting from this fundraiser because of June and the legacies he's left behind. And I want people to know how they can be part of this effort. Maybe they can contribute financially. Maybe there's a part they can play, however you suggest they do that.
If they'd like to give, like donate a bicycle or give a monetary donation, they can go to Foodland up here in Rogersville. And we'll have something set up where if they wanted to leave a monetary donation, they could do that. Or just leave the bike at Foodland. And of course, Will will contact me and we'll get that taken care of.
I'm looking at payment can go to $ zombie break, and that is through Cash App.
That is through Cash App. 100% of the proceeds go to the bike drive.
And for more information, they can call Quentin at 256-275-6275. The location for drop-off of the bikes is Foodland in Rogersville, which is 16143 U.S. Highway 72, Rogersville, Alabama. If you want to call them, the number is 256-247-1805. They are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And I do want to also mention that on December 3rd and 4th, we have the North Alabama Christmas Market. And one of the efforts that we wanted to support was Dion's effort with the bicycle giveaway. And so we're going to have ways to and opportunities for people to donate to help this effort through that, because we have the Waltons cast members, we have Little House on the Prairie cast members coming to Rogersville to the gin at Robertson Farms, and I'm hoping that that will provide multiple bicycles for this effort. Every place that this can be recognized can help move this forward. So if someone's listening right now and they have, say, a festival or they have an event, they could just as easily say, we're going to help this bicycle giveaway, and we're going to mention this, and we're going to help however we can. We're going to accept bikes ourselves, and we'll come down and unload them at Foodland and Rogersville, right?
Absolutely. That sounds absolutely amazing and great. Thank you for that. Today I'll be putting up flyers in our local businesses, and if the businesses want to donate a bike or helmet or skateboard, whatever they feel like they want to do, that would be great as well. Absolutely.
It's just an extension of something that has been started, and just to help it grow and get bigger as time moves forward. And here we are 3 years later, and I know that it's difficult for you. It doesn't change the fact that you've lost your son. But at the same time, instead of hiding in the darkness and going through the sadness and pain locked up inside yourself, you open up and show the light, and that light is your son.
Absolutely. It's just been an absolutely great way for me, especially the first year, because it was really hard. But I felt just amazing coming away from that, you know, just throwing myself into something else that was so worthy and something that I knew June would be proud of and proud for us to do. So every year it's bittersweet, but it's just amazing when you see those kids get so excited about a bicycle, you know, and I just can't think of anything else better to do than that.
And I'm the guy who wants to talk about the bikes. I'm the guy who wants to avoid sometimes talking about the hard things because I want to stay positive.
Right.
And talking about the loss of life is not easy for people, right. But I know that I have people listening at this moment who have lost children, who have lost young people in their life, who've lost people who are very close to them, and they need something. Like, they need to hear something that can encourage them to step out and to live again, because that's the hardest thing. Is when you lose somebody, the first thing you want to do is not necessarily open up to the world, right. But you want to close up and back off and say, well, that the best part of my world is gone.
Right.
And you live that way. Like, there's nothing else out there that can help to ease that pain.
Right.
When it's not replacing anything, you can never replace that piece of your heart that's gone, but it's actually finding something that you can do, an avenue or an outlet. Some people, that's a hobby. Some people, it's creative type things that they're able to do, art. For some people, it's an effort like this where they say, look, we're going to help a bunch of kids, and we're going to give bikes, and we're going to do this in honor of my son. And that's what y'all have done.
Right. That's so true, Mark. For us, because Antonio was so giving, and Sundays were our family days, so Antonio would always be outside on the scooter with the little ones. And that's kind of how we got that idea, you know, watching them do the things that they would do with June when June first passed away. And it is hard to do. But when, you know, you can't close your heart, you know, he left a great legacy for us, and that was giving. And, you know, if you're closed off, then you can't give. And I think the most important part is to do the things that they did when they were here. You know, do those things. If they were a giver, give. If they listen to music, you listen to music. You know, it just gives you a sense of closeness to them. And that's what we do. He was a giver, so we give.
And you have a very supportive family. I will say that from my familiarity with Pam and Quentin and going to school with them, that if Tiffany's down, I can see where they would help to lift you up and kind of pull you out.
Absolutely.
I can see that.
Yes.
And so that's really a positive for you, is to have that family support, because I don't know how long it took you to get to a point where you could say, well, I want to do something now in honor of June.
Right. It was... I love the idea when Quentin first thought about it, you know, but it was so hard. It was hard. But again, you know, I knew June would be proud of that. I knew he would not want me to be stuck in the moment, and he would want me to do something, you know, and that was something. After June passed away, we started a family chat group. So every morning, Quentin would start it off, and he texts everybody. And his first thing he would text is, hey, ladies, good morning. You know, and that's how we stay connected all day. So if somebody had a bad day, everybody was there to lift that person up, because every day somebody wasn't okay. And we still do that. We still talk every morning on our family group chat, just texting back and forth while we're at work all through the day. It is continuously all through the day. And, you know, just to make sure we're all okay.
That's great. And you've had another loss in the process with Josie. Yes. And I loved Josie. She was a great lady. I really appreciated her. And I know she meant a lot to your family, too. And so that makes it extra hard because you lose someone you care about, and then you have double because now you've lost a really strong figure in your family.
Yes. Just barely a year after Antonio's death, we lost our mom. And it's been a long 2 years and more. It really has. But again, you know, she wouldn't want us to stop doing things in honor of June or her, you know. So you have to stay prayed up and you have to keep moving forward. You know, it's some days are harder than others, you know, but you do the best you can. The family support is amazing. And I have amazing friends that are just always there and always praying. So we just stay in each other's sight and just hold each other up and we keep moving.
And you called it the first annual. So then you had to have a second annual.
Right. Absolutely.
And now you're at the third annual. Yes. You can't back out now.
Yes, God bless it. Yes, absolutely. It's you know, as long as we are here and we're able to, you know, we just keep doing what we do because again, it's all about Antonio. It's all about, you know, doing things that we know he would be proud of.
And I know he's proud of all that y'all have accomplished and all that you're doing. And the third annual bicycle giveaway is going to be a huge success. I think the way it's set up this year with being at Foodland in Rogersville is going to be helpful. I think that there are a lot of people who are going to hear about this year that may have not known.
Yes.
The first and second year just grows as people start hearing there's new people this year who are going to say, I want to be a part of that.
Yes.
And there are going to be a lot of smiling faces from some kids some bicycles
this year, and scooters, everything
else that comes in. So what is it? What all do people donate? So we got bicycles. We know that. Scooters. What else?
Skateboards, helmets. This year on the grand prize, we're actually going to have some motorized vehicles. Yes.
Wow.
I'm very excited about that because there are some really nice ones. I don't want to give it all away.
No, you don't have to do that.
But it's going to be great. I'm very excited about that.
Excellent. Well, yes. Tiffany, it's always a pleasure to share about this effort in honor of your son and what he meant to so many people. I know that Quentin down at the Elgin Foodland has come up with different recipes
yes.
in the meat deli meat department where people can come and get special steaks
right.
named after June, different
yes.
things that he's fixed up. And I always thought that was kind of neat too, to honor
it
him
is.
In that way.
That was Quentin's way of kind of working through his thing because everybody knows Antonio was a huge foodie. So, I mean, his whole thing was wrapped around food. And so Quentin just put together these particular entrees. There's the mini June and the G6s. And he also did one after mom passed away called the Josephinas.
Oh, wow.
Yes, huge beef patties. And so he works through his, takes his talent and puts it with, you know, his grief, and there you go. You have a creation there.
People can find those if they follow Facebook. They can go to the Elgin Foodland, and I think Quentin runs that page.
Yes.
He'll post, so you'll see some of those things we're talking
Absolutely.
About on the Elgin Foodland page. Again, we want people to drop off bicycles, scooters, helmets, all those different things like that at the Foodland in Rogersville at 16143 U.S. Highway 72 in Rogersville. Phone number 256-247-1805. Hours open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can also call Quentin Ingram at 256-275-6275. And payment through Cash App is $Zombie Break. You can make checks to Tiffany Ingram, care of ADC Jr., and support this effort, this bicycle giveaway, the third annual, in remembrance of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Tiffany, it's always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. I am so grateful for you and your show and helping us to get this outreach out there. You have been so amazing these past three annual events, and we just want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Tiffany. And people, December 3rd and 4th, we're going to be in Rogersville at the Gin at Robertson Farms, and we are going to support this effort. it ends December 17th, so you've got until December 17th, and we're going to do on December 3rd and 4th, we're going to be there supporting this effort and hoping to raise some more money for bicycles. Maybe some people can donate bicycles while we're there. That's going to happen at the gin in Robertson Farms, December 3rd and 4th. That's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. So I hope you can join us there as we have the Waltons and Little House on the Prairie cast members join us, along with vendors, food vendors as well. So you can enjoy that as we support this special effort too. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we share their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about this show. Let them know about this effort. That's how they're going to be able to make a difference in their way. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Rogersville, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.